Broadcasting live from the Business Radio X studios in Atlanta, Georgia, it's time for Atlanta Business Radio. Brought to you by OnPay. Built in Atlanta, OnPay is the top-rated payroll and HR software anywhere. Get 1 month free at onpay.com. Now, here's your host.
Lee Cantor here, another episode of Atlanta Business Radio, and this is going to be a good one. But before we get started, it's important to recognize our sponsor, OnPay. Without them, we couldn't be sharing these stories. Today on Atlanta Business Radio, we have Amy Arrett with Madison Reed. Welcome, Amy.
Thanks very much. Happy to be here, Lee.
Well, before we get too far into things, tell us about Madison Reed. How are you serving folks?
Yeah. So we are a hair color company with Better For You ingredients, and we are very proud to have three locations of color bars in Atlanta, as well as a very large direct-to-consumer business online where we deliver a box of hair color right to your door on any cadence that you want. So you tell us how often you color your hair, and we get that box to you. And we also match your color online with some technology that's pretty sophisticated. And in our color bars, you can come in and we apply the same color to your hair, and you're in and out in 75 minutes for about half the cost of a salon.
So what was the kind of rationale in choosing Atlanta to be the first city to have these color bars?
Well, it's the first city in the Southeast. We have color bars through other parts of the country. Atlanta is a fantastic city for us in terms of our online business. We've had a big following there. And our target customer is primarily a woman who is 35 to 70 years old and a professional and busy and wants convenience, cares about ingredients, and colors her hair pretty frequently and cares about being confident in how she looks. And we have found that many of the women in Atlanta fit that profile.
Now, do you find that having online presence as well as kind of brick and mortar, that gives you a competitive advantage in the sense that your customers are telling you where they are located, and it enables you to test kind of virtually before you invest in boots on the ground in a local market?
Well, we had an online business right from the beginning. A little bit about hair color, about half the market colors at home and half the market goes to a salon. What we have found, Lee, is that giving women the choice of where they want to color their hair rather than forcing them into one or the other has been a big advantage for us. And yes, what informs us about putting a brick and mortar location up has been where we have seen great client engagement online. But we don't go to a region just because of online for brick and mortar. We go because we believe we can really disrupt the hair color industry with a better offering in a brick and mortar store. And so that's what drives us in terms of our locations.
Now, what kind of engagement helps you determine that a certain area is ripe for having brick and mortar?
Yeah. So, you know, it's a combination of things. One is I shared a little bit about who our customer is. And so we know that from demographic data about areas of where those women live. We tend to look at something around a 15-mile radius. There are certain kinds of locations that have been very successful for us with other merchants that we believe a woman is going to go to a location because she's going to do multiple things there for convenience. And in addition, as I said before, we do know where predominant numbers of women are that are coloring their hair. So it gives us some advantage when we pick a location. We have 22 of these throughout the country now. We'll close the year with close to 30. And then we'll be opening up about another 30 next year. And, you know, we're excited about the three locations that we have in Atlanta. And early days are quite good.
Now, where are the three locations here?
One is at the Forum at Peachtree Corners, then Merchants Walk in Marietta, and then Collection of Forsyth in Forsyth.
Now, what's the color bar experience for the customer like?
Yeah, so the color bar experience is, you know, we think it's pretty seamless in the sense of you can either call us or go online and make an appointment. We also take walk-ins, and we get a lot of folks that don't, you know, can't control their schedule much or want the flexibility of that. Folks come in, what I believe is they're treated with great hospitality. There's a certified licensed colorist because we only hire colorists, so they have cosmetology degrees and have had experience in other salons. And they're greeted by a colorist. They then go through a color consultation. If they are a customer online with us, we have all the technology to know what color they've ordered in the past. So that is a little bit of a time saver. But there's a color consultation with the colorist. There's a color selected. Then there is an application process. I believe they're quite beautiful. They're very modern, clean, you know, have all the precautions that we can talk about around safety during this time of COVID. And so colors applied, hair shampooed, and then you can either decide for us to blow dry your hair, or we do have self blow drying stations. And people are typically in and out of there in less than 75 minutes. Your classic salon is 2+ hours. So we think we have a real competitive advantage there. And as I said, we have an 8-free formula in terms of the ingredients of our hair color, no ammonia, no parabens, no PPD. So we take great care in our ingredients, and we find that women are really, really enjoying it. We also have a lot of other products, glosses, color depositing masks, styling products. So we also have a lot of women that take product home with them as well.
Now, Atlanta is a pretty diverse population. Is this something that all ethnic groups can benefit from going to?
Absolutely. We have a large client base that's very diverse. Our product works on every hair type, and there's been extensive testing and lots of clients of diverse backgrounds. And so we're, you know, really excited about that and welcome that in our color bars and in our online business. One of the things that we pride ourselves on in this business is when we actually show photography at Madison Reed, we do no hair touch up. So all of our models are exactly the way they look. We don't alter that appearance, and we strive to show what real women look like in terms of age diversity, sort of ethnicity, skin color, and body shape. And so we're very proud of the fact that we want to, you know, our mantra, Lee, is confident is the new beautiful. And it's our job to make women feel that way. And so we're excited. All women feel that way. We're excited about that.
So now what kind of challenges did this pandemic pose in terms of not only opening new locations, but making customers feel safe to go back in there? I know every kind of city has different rules. So how have you adapted through this pandemic?
Well, you know, when the pandemic happened, we obviously closed all of our stores. Atlanta wasn't actually open. So Atlanta opened post initial surge of COVID. Atlanta opened in late June and early July. So it's a relatively new market for us. So we opened with very stringent Georgia-based precautions. And so we, every state that we're in, we adhere to the strictest precautions. And in our case, you know, we take great pride in, you know, all of our colorists and everyone that works in the store is masked. We ask clients to be masked during services and when they're in the store. Our colorists are wearing gloves. There is a protective smock for the colorist as well as a protective smock for the client. There are precautions in terms of we will allow two people in the color bar at the same time, two clients. These color bars are typically around 1,500 square feet. So those chairs are in opposite ends of the actual color bar so people are not near each other. We won't allow more than two folks at once. We stagger appointments. We will never shampoo you next to anybody. So we will stagger that. And, you know, we are, you know, are proud to say that have 22 color bars and we have been operating. We closed obviously during COVID, but we are now reopened as of this coming Monday. San Francisco is the only place that hasn't reopened based on the regulatory environment here. That will open next week. But we're happy to say that we've reopened. I think people have enjoyed the service and feel actually quite safe. And we've been getting tons of feedback about that.
Now, is your growth going to be owner-operated stores, or are you franchising? What's your growth plan going forward?
These are all company-owned stores.
And that's going to be the plan moving forward?
For right now, that is the plan moving forward, yeah.
Now, your background is a venture capitalist. How did you kind of pivot into becoming CEO of Madison Reed? What was kind of the thought process there and going kind of all in on this?
Yeah. So actually, I was a three-time operator before being a venture capitalist. So I had had a number of businesses and been a founder before this, and then actually pivoted my career to be an investor as a venture capitalist. Mm-hmm. So and I did that for 6 years. I opened and ran Mavron, which is a large consumer only venture fund. I opened their office in the Bay Area. They are founded in Seattle. Good fortune of having Howard Schultz be one of our partners. So a lot of consumer experience. And I had been spending a lot of time in looking at what I would consider to be traditional consumer packaged goods businesses. You know, you're probably familiar with some of the shaving businesses like Harry's or Dollar Shave Club, those kinds of businesses. And I got very interested in what would be the women's analog to that. And started to do a bunch of research and saw the size, the actual total addressable market, repetitive use of hair color, but was more interested or as interested in the lack of innovation around ingredients. I have a deep belief, and I believe that consumers believe the same thing, that people are increasingly concerned about what they put in their body, on their body. And I just couldn't believe when I started to research it, what is in traditional hair color. And so I went on a quest, that's really honest, to figure out whether we could make efficacious, you know, effective hair color with a better ingredient profile, and figured out how to do that. And then, you know, just decided that I really was intrigued by this idea, very excited about it. I named the company, so I'm the founder as well as the CEO, and I named the company after my daughter. So her first name is Madison, her middle name is Reed. And it's really a personal story of an empowered mom who wants to have a better product and wants women to feel confident and beautiful on their own terms, in terms of meeting them wherever they are and making sure that they know that they can take beauty back into their hands with the best ingredients. We get lots of comments about things like, I love the fact that I can do my hair at 11 o'clock on a Tuesday night. And, you know, I have kids and I'm busy. And so that's a great thing. We love the comments that says, I can't believe I can pop into a color bar, get great results with, you know, a product that I love in half the time and half the cost. And you're really changing this experience for me. Thank you. So, you know, it was a considered change. One that I don't regret at all. I am so excited about the prospects of the company. We started shipping product in July of 2014. So we've had a fantastic six years, and excited about the next, the next years ahead of us as we continue to grow. And number one priority for us is really serving our customers in a way that they deserve to be served.
Now, do you have any advice for women founders? Here in Atlanta, we work with a lot of women business organizations, and we know that women businesses tend to be smaller and that there's not a lot of women businesses that reach the $1 million mark. And it seems like you've cracked the code a little bit. in this regard. So do you have any advice for women founders to help them maybe dream bigger and create the systems and network they need in order to thrive?
Yeah, absolutely. It's a great question and one that is important to me as I tend to gravitate towards helping and mentoring lots of women and giving advice. I think that part of the issue is systemic. And what I mean by that is if most venture capitalists are come to venture capital for funding because they have been an entrepreneur that had a successful outcome. And so then they tend to fund more things that are like the stuff they know. So if the majority of the venture capitalists are men and they don't know a lot about women in business or women's businesses, then those are the businesses that tend not to get funded. So it is just it's sort of a cycle of that. And so what I try to tell women all the time is, number one, 99 or 98% of businesses in the U.S. should not take venture money. They are businesses that will not give venture returns. And I can go into a lot of what that means, but it basically means they need to get really big to have a return outcome that is worth you taking money of that magnitude from other people. There needs to be a great business model. The model that you start with is never what you end up with. And so there's a windy road. And the most important thing is having resilience and paying attention to whatever the business is. If you're in a consumer business, what is it that your customers want, and understanding them, and having deep belief in yourself, because there will be setbacks. You know, the resilience that you need. I always say that the number one sort of personality characteristic that I see in successful entrepreneurs are people that are just, so resilient that they, are not going to let anything stop them. And I would say that this is a hard thing for me to say, but you can't take these things personally. You have to have deep belief in yourself, surround yourself with great people, and in fact, hire people that are better than you in many ways. And if you do that and pay attention to your team and really, really understand your business model and are resilient, you have the opportunity to do something that's extraordinary. Now, having said that, lots of businesses that are, started and run by men also fail, because there's a high failure rate of startups. They are difficult. There's the unknown. But I think, in addition with women, I would try to build that network of other women that can help you with advice, with the ability to be advisors to you. I have served in that role and served in that role for a number of people. The occasional phone call, the email that I respond to, the introduction. Some of this is having a network that you could call on for help, but you have to ask for help as well, because there's no way that anybody knows exactly how to do this. I mean, when I look at Madison Reed, we have evolved and will continue to evolve as we go into the next level of business. You can't know everything. And I think really reaching out and getting that help and guidance and putting a strong group of people around you is really important.
Now, is this something that the Atlanta folks that are these budding women entrepreneurs can look forward to, maybe your help in building this community here in Atlanta?
I'd be happy to do that. I'm a little stretched on time, as Mary will tell you. But certainly if people want to reach out, I often mentor people. It sounds odd, but just over email. I don't have the bandwidth to get on the phone with everybody, but people email me questions. I will get back to them in a day and give them answers. I often help people meet somebody else that I know that could help them, just in terms of connecting. But yeah, I love Atlanta. I think it's a great city, a great community. And, the world needs more great women entrepreneurs. So my job in life, I stand on the shoulders of many women that helped me. And so my job is to help them going forward.
Well, if somebody wanted to learn more about the Color Bars here in Atlanta, what is the best way to find a location near them?
Yeah, just go to www.colorbars.com. Madison, that's M-A-D-I-S-O-N, dash Reed, R-E-E-D.com. All of our color bar locations are listed there under color bars. You also can just put in Atlanta color bars, Madison Reed, and they will all pop up in terms of search and Yelp reviews and things like that. So they're pretty available. And as I said, quickest way to make an appointment is just go on, and literally we have built all of our own appointment system. So it's very simple to do online. The phone numbers are listed as well, and you can directly call the color bars and make a direct appointment yourself. And we welcome you coming in, and we're appreciative of the warm welcome that we've received, and we want to continue to build that and build the trust in the community there.
Well, Amy, thank you so much for coming here to Atlanta, and hopefully you'll immerse yourself in the startup and women business community, because we need all the brains we can to help this community grow.
Thanks. You know, Lee, one more thing that I just left out, if I could spend another minute. You know, we have done, I think, a very good job and continue to want to improve in our own hiring from local community. So colorists are welcome to apply for jobs. We want to be a very vibrant employer in the Atlanta community. Each color bar, you know, has 20 plus people that we employ. And we're offering, you know, great opportunities for colorists with great compensation benefits. And I think it's a great company to work for. So we want to help women mentor those entrepreneurs. We also want to create jobs.
Amen to that. Once again, it's madison-reed.com for more information and finding a location near you. Amy, thank you again for sharing your story today.
Thanks for having me, Lee. Appreciate it.
All right. This is Lee Cantor. We'll see you all next time on Atlanta Business Radio. And remember, this work would not be possible without the support of our sponsor, OnPay. Please support them so we can continue to share these stories.
Today's episode of Atlanta Business Radio is brought to you by OnPay. Built in Atlanta, OnPay is the top-rated payroll and HR software anywhere. Get 1 month free at onpay.com.